The Office of U.S. Trade Representative this week will hold hearings on the trade agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico in preparation for a review scheduled for next year. At the U.S. Meat Export Federation's planning conference in Indianapolis, Kenneth Smith Ramos, one of the Mexican negotiators for the pact, told USMEF members he expects the three countries to ultimately stand by the trade agreement.
We see turbulence in terms of the Mexico-U.S. trade relationship, of course, because of these tariffs that the U.S. has imposed. We see a complex USMCA review, but we do not see a scenario where there is an imminent collapse of the agreement. There will be turbulence, but we do not see the plane crashing, okay? But we need to work together in cooperation between the agricultural sectors of Mexico and the U.S. and Canada as well. Preserving the agreement as trilateral is very important. We have a very vibrant relationship as well with Canada. So pushing our governments to maintain a trilateral nature of the agreement and coming to agreements on key issues on China, on eliminating trade barriers, is essential.
John Maswell of the Canadian Cattle Association pointed out the importance of the Canadian market to U.S. agriculture.
If you take the agriculture trade, U.S. agriculture exports to Canada, divide them by our population, and do it the other way around, every Canadian is consuming over $700 of U.S. agriculture goods, and every American is consuming just over $100 of Canadian agriculture goods. It tells me that the Canadian market is pretty open and that Canadians like American agriculture products. You know, if you scratch into what is it we're buying a lot of high-value things. We're kind of the holy grail of the market as opposed to selling, you know, the ingredients. We like to buy a lot of the finished products, and we also supply some of those ingredients that go into those finished products. So yes, there is some back and forth trade that's hidden in those numbers, but again, does it matter? Is it mutually beneficial?
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.